This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass, on this beautiful Saturday, 20 degrees, heading for top of 23. The Municipal Association of Victoria has a new Chief Executive Officer, Kerry Thompson, and Kerry joins the organisation. Who was the predecessor, Tass?
Rob Spence.
And he was there 108 years.
Rob Spence was there for about 108 years, yeah. That's right. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. And congratulations on your appointment. Yes.
Thank you so much. It's terrific. This is about, I think I've just finished week 5 in the job.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right. I thought you'd been there for a bit longer than that.
No, I started on the 21st of August.
So you've managed to get your feet underneath the desk and
I sure have.
Settle in.
Well, you've been paid at least once, so that's always good.
That's right. Actually, twice. Fortnightly paid.
Oh, twice. Okay.
Yes.
The Municipal Association of Victoria, a lot of people may have heard the name, but they're not quite sure what the association does. I think I have an idea, but how about you tell our listeners what MAV does and what it is?
So the MAV, the Municipal Association of Victoria, was actually established in 1879, and I just need to add there I'm the first female CEO they've had since then.
Wow.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So it's the best way to describe it, it's really the voice of local government in Victoria. So you've got 79 councils. And we're really their peak organisation. So we advocate for local government, and with that, very much their local community. So we will advocate on key policy issues, funding issues. We also help build the capacity of councils. So we provide training courses for new mayors, new councillors, run forums and conferences, and work very much in with alliances and other stakeholders. So, for instance, the state government, you know, may not be able to go and consult with 79 councils, but they'll come to the MAV and say, look, we want to work through a new policy in this area. We've got this key issue. So we'll work with the sector to work through those key changes, if it's about change in policy area. And we work with other partnerships. So like there's Rural Councils Victoria, there's the Victoria Local Government Association. So we'll partner with those to get better outcomes for our local communities and government. And our government's arrangements for those communities and our local government. And the other thing we also do is run some commercial services, insurance services, procurement services for our councils. So we're actually covered by an Act of Parliament that was brought in 1907. So it needs a bit of an update, and that's on the plan to have that Act reviewed probably in the next government after the election.
Kerry, I understand that your federal equivalent, which is the Australian Municipal Association, or is it called the MAA, the Municipal Association of Australia?
No, we have the Australian Local Government Association, so we call it ALGA.
Ah, that's it, yes.
Yeah, that's it. And so you have each state of Victoria has an equivalent to an MAV. Of course, they'd have a different name.
Yeah.
And so what happens is those associations get together and ALGA becomes the peak body in Canberra.
The national peak.
So again, those 7 councils will meet regularly with the executive and the board at ALGA level, and they represent us at the federal level.
And is it true that ALGA actually has a representative on the Council of Australian Governments?
Yes, so I think we call it the COAG.
Yes.
And yes, so it gets to have, we have one rep that represents local government across Australia.
And does that equivalent model apply here in Victoria? I mean, is there that level of representation at sort of state government decision making, or is that?
Not quite. Oh, that's a really good point. Maybe I can get a position on around the cabinet table.
Yeah, there you go. You said it here
that's
first.
A great idea. Thank you. Really appreciate your thinking. No, but the state government do invite us to significant task force and forums and advisory groups. On a number of issues. So they do engage very closely with us.
So, Kerry, I know you've only been in the role for 5 weeks, but what are your top three priorities?
Only three?
You can have five if you want.
Okay. So, look, I think... what have I done since I've got there? I think I've got to very much listen to those 79 councils and the sector. So I've spent a lot of time doing that. So one of the priorities at the moment is working with those councils and what they call the call to parties, which is very much their sort of document to the parties for the state government elections and saying this is what local government's looking for. And those key priorities have been around improving livability. I know it's a bit of a catchphrase, but there's really areas where a good partnership and investment together with state government can get some really good outcomes for our communities. Another key one is, again, dealing with population growth in Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to tell you what that's like. But also we've
You came from the city of Wyndham, of course, so you know all about those.
I know that one very much. So I'll come back to that.
No, I was going to say, in a former life, you were the CEO of the city of Wyndham, I understand.
That's exactly right, where there's still 80 babies plus being born every week.
My God, because last time I was there, it was actually 50, so it's now, it was the equivalent of two classrooms. So now it's
That's almost the equivalent.
It's more than three classrooms.
So we've got a priority around population growth right across Melbourne for services and infrastructure, but in our rural areas, we've got townships where they've got declining population.
Yes.
So there's different needs across those areas. And, of course, priorities is also around financial sustainability. So, and I think that the improved long-term investment into local government from both federal and state, quite often we rely on, yearly grants for projects and programs, and really for the sort of assets. I was talking to rural councils talking to our board yesterday, and they referred to over, thousands of kilometres of roads that they need to look after, over 500 bridges and culverts, and they're really not viable to continue to manage those assets in the sense of their rate base.
So, Kerry, I'm assuming that now that we've got an election in the winds, it's what, less than 2 months away, that you will be, I presume, putting together a set of proposals for but all political parties to consider at the state coming at the coming state election?
And that work had been done before I got there. So the MAV had the board and Rob at the time and his staff had put together what they called their call to parties. And their vision for Victoria was to grow the economy, improve livability and develop stronger communities. So the president's done a fantastic job. Mary's gone out and talked to all the leaders of all those key parties about what the request is. But, of course, I'll be following that through in the next week and supporting Mary as we go through that. And it's also been really clear about what those arcs are. Why do we want that? What will be the benefits for our communities?
Now, given that we're an LGBTI radio station and we, in many ways, act as the voice of our communities, could you talk to us a little bit about some of your thinking in this space? I'm a bit familiar with some of the work that you've done in previous lives and in previous roles in supporting our communities. But, in this new role, which is a leadership role across local government, have you given any thought to that or is it still too early for you?
I have. So can I just talk about, maybe I could just put what the work has been done and then how we can develop on that.
Sure.
So back in 2017, the State Council, now, do you know that what that is the 79 councils come together and their rep, so they all appoint a Municipal Association Victoria rep. So it's like one big council meeting and they put motions forward and resolutions. So at that State Council representing all the local government sector, they did adopt a resolution in support of marriage equality as a human right and affirm their support for the LGBTIQ community. And from that, they've also, this earlier, again before I got there, they endorsed the diversity and human rights policy statement and a commitment to that. So that work continues. So what do I do moving on. We've got a very small team of policy officers. The MAV is probably about 50 staff, but a lot of part-time staff in that. So our aim and what the work I want to see us continue to do is take a leadership role and support councils advance their local diversity, inclusion and equity, equality activities and their best practice in that area. Because quite often you may have a very small council that wants to do this work but's not sure how. So we will support them in that space, whether it's writing policy, how do they engage with their communities in that, also putting them in contact with other councils. So I think we can do more and more of that work. Part of us developing resilient and supportive communities and preventing all the issues around mental and well-being issues about supporting these communities is very much the work we can take in the leadership role. And, of course, we will continue to work with federal and state government on where their policy positions are in this area.
Fantastic. It sounds great. Of course, in the health sector, there are things like the Rainbow Accreditation, which is a third-party accreditation review process of policies, practices and procedures in health services. Is there such a thing that exists in local government?
Not that I'm aware of, but again, our opportunity to have a look at that area because we provide a number of procurement services to local government.
Of course, yes.
Again, it's one we could really have a look at as far as a policy position.
Great. Well, when you've done some work on it, we'd love to hear about it. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about it as well.
I think it's worthy of a piece of work, Tess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you for your time, Kerry. Can I also just wish you the best in your new role?
Thank you very much.
You come with a fantastic track record. You're also moving into, a role which had a huge pair of shoes with Rob Spence, but you'll certainly put your own mark. And
yes, I know. You've done a wonderful job. So, yes, you're right. They're big shoes to fill, but I'm sure I'm up for the job.
I'm sure you
fantastic.
Are too. Thank you for your time again.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Cheers. That was the new CEO. Kerry Thompson of the Municipal Association of Victoria. Been there 5 weeks, and I'm sure we'll have her back again. As you say, Tash, she's well known in the sector, but it was good to know actually what the MAV does and why it's there.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.